Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jackie, Company Secretary of China Unicom. Welcome to our media conference call. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today: Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO; Mr. Li Fusheng, Executive Director; Mr. Mai Yanzhou, Senior Vice President; Mr. Liang Baojun, Senior Vice President; Mr. Zhu Kebin, Executive Director and CFO; Mr. Fan Yunjun, Executive Director and Senior Vice President; Mr. He Biao, Senior Vice President. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to talk about our performance in the first half of 2020. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to discuss with you China Unicom's results. Due to the coronavirus outbreak, unfortunately, we can't meet in person in Hong Kong today, but to discuss via a teleconference. Stay safe and healthy, everyone. In today's presentation, I will summarize our overall results in the first half of 2020. And Mr. Zhu Kebin will then discuss our financial performance. Lastly, the management will take any questions you have. Highlights of the company's results in the first half are as follows. We sustainably enhance growth quality and profitability through active transformation and in-depth mixed ownership reform. The adjustments in mobile development priority delivered initial success. Fixed line business reignited rapid growth by empowering government and enterprise customers. Innovative businesses continue to grow robustly with huge value embedded. We successfully achieved 5G network co-build share, effectively enhancing edges in return. And we will push forward comprehensive digital transformation to firmly promote high-quality development. In the first half, the company proactively responded to the challenges brought by the COVID-19. By accelerating comprehensive digital transformation and innovating communication services offering, we strive to turn adversity into opportunities. Our business continued to improve. Our service revenue increased by 4% to 138.3 billion, which was faster than the industry revenue growth of 3.2%. The company's profitability further enhanced. Net profit was 7.6 billion, up by 10% year-on-year. The company remains determined with the strategy of focused innovation and cooperation. We continue to push forward proactive transformation. Our growth quality and return kept improving in recent years. Our service revenue mix was further optimized. Industry internet revenue contributed to 16% of our total service revenue in the first half. Benefiting from sustained good control of CapEx and efficient operation, we have generated free cash flow of over 100 billion over the past years. Our net profit continued to grow robustly. The company maintains strong fundamentals. Facing new challenges in the industry development, the company was determined to proactively adjust the development priority of mobile business. We shifted focus from subscriber scale to quality and value, and strengthened internet-oriented transformation and innovative differentiated operations. We also stepped up 5G customer acquisition in a paced and targeted manner. These efforts have delivered initial success, driving value enhancement. Adjustment inevitably come with short-term pain. In the first half, we saw nearly 9 million mobile subscriber loss, and mobile service revenue declined by 2.2 billion. However, our selling and marketing expenses decreased by 2.6 billion. Our mobile service revenue and ARPU rebounded sequentially in the second quarter by 3% and 4% respectively. On a year-on-year basis, our mobile business was also trending well. Our mobile service revenue growth has been improving month by month since April, and rebounded to positive growth year-on-year in June and July. The company continued to promote consumption upgrades through 5G innovative applications. We leverage privileges, content, and financial tools to improve product value while strongly enhancing pan-integration penetration. We optimize performance management system and deploy big data analytics to enhance targeted marketing and customer retention. Going forward, with accelerated 5G network deployment, proliferation and declining price of 5G terminals, as well as more prevalent innovative applications, our 5G subscriber growth is expected to accelerate in the second half, driving sustainable growth in mobile ARPU and service revenue. New infrastructure policy and COVID-19 further boosted demand for digitization, cyberization, and intelligent transformation of the economy and society. The company seized the opportunities and pushed forward the integrated development of innovative and fundamental businesses for mutual promotion. We actively leverage proprietary resources and the edges in network, service, and mixed ownership reform cooperation, etc., to empower government and enterprise customers and enhance family customer experience and value. In the first half, the rapid growth of rapid broadband access, smart home products, IDC, and cloud computing, etc., drove our fixed line service revenue to grow by 14% year-on-year. The company expedited capability development and scale expansion in industry internet business. We continue to strengthen our foundation, focus on key areas, and proactively establish leading edges. In the first half, industry internet maintained strong growth momentum, with revenue reaching 22.7 billion, up by 36% year-on-year. It has become our key revenue growth driver. Going forward, the company will deeply push forward industry cooperation, speed up product standardization and scale replication, and actively nurture innovative 5G plus vertical applications, endeavoring to deliver faster growth in the new digital era. The company is, through our integrated services, combining IDC, cloud, networks, and application, we can offer total solution to customers. Our rich network of 551 IDCs nationwide yield significant scale benefit with centralized operation. We plan to invest 2 billion, focusing on high value, high demand areas this year. Over half of the new cabinets will be located in Tier 1 cities. The number of cabinets in operation is expected to reach 280,000 by the end of this year. In the first half, the average utilization of our cabinets exceeded 60%. Our IDC revenue was 10.1 billion, up by 22% year-on-year. For the government and enterprise business, the company promoted the mutual development of innovative business and fundamental business with cloud plus networks plus smart application. We focus on key areas and key regions, build lighthouse projects, and explore innovative 5G business models. We built centralized platforms for replicated use of fundamental capabilities and enhanced R&D centralization and product standardization in order to push forward scale development and efficiency improvement. In the first half, cloud computing revenue rose by 82%, and lease line service revenue rose by 3%, effectively driving government and enterprise revenue to grow by 14%. In the first half, the epidemic prompted demand for broadband network deployment and speed upgrade. The company showcases high-speed and smart home products advantages. We adhere to rational and disciplined competition while promoting 3 gigabit integrated products in the incumbent regions in northern China and provincial capitals in southern China. We deeply push forward broadband cooperation in southern China and advance the promotion of smart home products, facilitating the rapid growth of broadband access and other revenue. We focus on creating new edges such as integrated operation of marketing, maintenance and service, synergized operation of business and new network. In the first half, our broadband access revenue and ARPU continues to climb. For 5G network deployment, the company maintained a focused approach while advancing 5G network co-build co-share with China Telecom in a coordinated manner. In the first half, our 5G capex was about 12.6 billion. We added about 150,000 5G base station with China Telecom, with the total number of 5G base stations reaching 210,000, and achieved contiguous 5G coverage in about 50 cities. In addition, we are actively pushing forward 5G network upgrade to SA, assuring commercialization in the fourth quarter. The company conducts dynamic investment with due regard to technology advancement, value chain maturity, market and business demand, etc. Full-year 5G capex budget is 35 billion. We strive to add 250,000 5G base stations with China Telecom, targeting to complete by the end of third quarter. Then we will have over 300,000 5G base stations in service covering all cities nationwide. Through 5G network co-build co-share, we have effectively sharpened our network edges and investment return. Our 5G network deployment pace, coverage, and speed all double, boosting our customers' experience and partners' confidence. The two operators altogether save over 40 billion in capex and substantial opex, including tower usage fee, network maintenance costs, and energy charges. To magnify co-build co-share benefits, the company has expanded network sharing with China Telecom. We are driving 4G network sharing in scale to fast rectify network shortcoming economically. We are also promoting co-build co-share in co-maintenance of transmission resources such as pole lines, pipelines, etc., to facilitate more efficient use of resources. In the first half, in the 5G consumer market, 5G application is still a bottleneck. We introduced feature services such as HD 4K 8K video, AR, VR, cloud gaming, etc. We promoted extensive value chain cooperation to build 5G pan-smart device ecosystem. We focus on 5G touchpoints and O2O integration to enrich content offerings and simplify the sign-up process. In the second half, our 5G subscriber growth is set to accelerate as 5G network terminals and applications gain maturity. For 5G enterprise and government market, the company focus on industrial internet, smart cities, healthcare, etc., accelerated industry product incubation, and incorporates 5G plus ABC elements into industry solutions to create unique competitive advantage. We also promoted the industry ecosystem growth with the solid development of China Unicom 5G Application Innovation Alliance. In the first half, the company developed 162 5G Lighthouse customers signed 92 commercial contracts and completed 70 showcase projects, successfully commercializing 5G industry applications. Going forward, the company will fully exploit and leverage its 5G unique edges, including ...5G network ubiquitous share, centralized IT system, which can support open cooperation, potential collaboration with 14 strategic investors and benefits from market-oriented system and mechanism reform, leveraging mixed ownership reform, well-established internet-oriented mindset and operation experience, an established long-term relationship with government and enterprise customers, as well as innovative business capabilities. We believe these unique edges will effectively drive our revenue growth and value enhancement in the future. In the second half, seizing the epidemic window, we will strengthen our fundamentals and push forward company-wide digital transformation. We will lay a solid foundation, improve efficiency, and enhance vitality, unveiling a new paradigm of high-quality development for China Unicom. Next, I will invite our CFO, Mr. Zhu Kebing, to talk about our financial performance in the first half of 2020. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Now let's discuss our financial performance in the first half of 2020. In the first half, operating revenue was up by 3.8%, operating profit was up by 5.5%, net profit increased by 10%. The company's growth quality continued to enhance. Let's take a look at the detailed analysis next. The company's operating expenses increased by 3.7%, which is slightly lower than the operating revenue growth, of which depreciation and amortization dropped by 1.1% year-on-year, mainly because of a good control of CapEx in the past years. Selling and marketing expense fell by 14.8% year-on-year, which mainly benefited from our business model transformation to rigorously control customer acquisition costs. Handset subsidy plummeted by 99.3%, mainly due to our innovative business model of not offering handset subsidies in general. We continue to promote incentive mechanism reform to strengthen performance-based compensation and develop innovative talents. Employee benefits went up by 9.2% year-on-year. G&A and other operating expenses grew by 42.1% year-on-year. A detailed analysis is on the next slide. The company capitalize on the opportunities of digital transformation and appropriately step up cost initiative to promote scale development and capability enhancement of innovative businesses. G&A and other operating expenses increased by 5.8 billion, mainly due to higher technical support expense and cost of IT services, which together increased by 4.2 billion. But they fueled a 6 billion increase in industry internet revenue and further enhance our product capabilities. In particular, the cost of IT service went up by 37% year-on-year, driving IT service revenue to grow by 39% year-on-year. Going forward, the company will progressively raise the profitability of innovative businesses through scale development. For network deployment, the company continued to conduct precise and efficient investment, and strengthen the synergy between business and network in order to create value. Total CapEx for the first half was 25.8 billion. Network quality and customers' perception kept rising in focused regions, and our network latency performance was the best in the industry. In the second half, the company will continue to strengthen network support capability so as to enhance customers' perception. For mobile network, we will deepen co-build, co-share, and 4G-5G synergy, and promote 2G-3G network simplification by regions to lower network operating costs and reform spectrum. For broadband network, we will focus on gigabit access deployment while maintaining leading network coverage in northern China and expanding the scale through private capital cooperation in southern China. At the same time, we will expedite intelligent network upgrade by advancing SDN, NFV, and cloudification. With the deepened execution of our corporate strategy and advantages of mixed ownership reform being gradually unleashed, the company's financial position was further optimized. We maintained healthy free cash flow ever since the inception of mixed ownership reform 3 years ago. The amount of our interest-bearing debt continued to decline to only 20.5 billion. Our liabilities to asset ratio kept falling to 39.9%. Our financial strength significantly enhanced, making us well-positioned to capture new 5G opportunities and creating new value. In the second half, the company will insist on high-quality development. We will strengthen cash flow management and promote transformation of resources, allocation, and use to enhance productivity of all essential factors. We will deepen network and business integration with precise investment to enhance the edges of cloud network integration. We will accelerate operating model transformation to foster pan-market coordinated operation and high-quality development. We will strengthen centralized IT operation and data governance to boost overall IT efficiency. We will continue to promote value management, leveraging innovative revitalization of operating assets and enhancement of talent performance in order to drive quality and efficiency enhancement and create greater value for our shareholders.